Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, but I'm not the star of the show. Nope. Corey Marino is here. He's our producer. He's not the star of the show. JD, Jeremy Dayton, you never can tell when he's going to pop in. He is not the star of the show. Let me double check here a second. Do we have a star here of the Fred Dreyer? Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Fred Dreyer is the star of his show. Fred, welcome
to your program. You've done another wonderful job of introducing your best friend.
That's right. You are. We're here. We got a lot to talk to you about today. I'm going to get into your head and talk about game prep for football. It's really on the top of my mind right now this week. We got a lot to talk about. How's your week going?
Well, now it's great. You're gonna take a look inside my head.
No telling what we'll find. Corey Marino, how's your week? Good? Good show?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Thank you.
You and JD put together a good one, did you?
Yeah, I think so.
Should bring up anything about Tanner Scott and relief pitching in the Major League Baseball?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Big contract.
The insights of failure.
It's crazy, isn't it? It's like these guys sign $30 million a year contracts, and all of a sudden they can't pitch or they can't hit anymore. It's kind of crazy.
Has anybody asked him, what the hell's wrong with you?
Hey, we're talking about Tanner Scott. Is that correct?
I think that's
it. Yeah, it's the Dodger pitcher. But it happens on every team. You look at how many pitchers have been cut already now. The season isn't half over, and a lot of pitchers are on the outs. Just
they're in the DFA. They're in the nut house.
Yeah, they're designated for assignment, or whatever you call it, in the nut house.
Nut house.
And then other teams pick them up. I mean, these guys are not doing well, but pitching is so needed because everybody's on the injured list. They start picking these guys up and hope that they can tweak their arm a little bit.
You know what they should do?
What should they do, Fred?
It's a psychological ploy.
This is good. What is it?
They should it to us. Fire that pitcher. And then as he gets outside the locker room, re-sign him.
There you go. That's great. With a bonus?
He'll be so excited.
What do you think, Corey? That work?
That's a roller coaster of emotions.
Hey, I've seen it happen. The Dodgers have picked up rejects that seem like they're done, and they've turned them around. And then, of course, they've gotten guys that seem to be turned around who became rejects.
Hopefully it's not the tale for Tanner Scott.
I could not be a management in baseball. We'll take a break and think more about that when we come back. It's the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Looking for a pharmacy that truly understands your health needs? At Westcliff Compounding Pharmacy, we specialize in custom compounded medications for patients of all ages, including pets. From pain management and sports medicine to natural hormone replacement and dermatology, our expert pharmacists create tailored solutions with precision and care. Trusted by major professional sports leagues and the U.S. Olympic Committee, we deliver top-tier medications you can count on. We are your source for ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and other treatments for COVID and parasite cleanses. Serving patients and physicians across California, we offer mail-order service for your convenience. Visit us at 1901 West Cliff Drive, Suite 3 in Newport Beach, or call 949-272-0775. Or go to westcliffcompounding.com. Westcliff Compounding Pharmacy. Custom care, trusted solutions.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Welcome back here. It is the Fred Dreyer Show coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio, the competition radio network. Go to our website, crntalk.com, find out more. Go to Fred Dreyer's website, The Fred Dreyer Show, our flagship station, 790 KABC in Los Angeles, sports byline radio stations around the country, and of course on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Michael Horn, Corey Marino, Fred Dreyer here, and so many great people already in our chat room on Facebook Live. And Pamela, we'll get to your question in a second here. We got Fred will be having some comments a little bit later. Rachel, hello to you. As out there, Martine, Nebraska. Nikki says hello to you, Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much.
Listening to you and listening to the show and watching it on Facebook Live. It's also on YouTube. Am I right, Corey?
Yep, on YouTube, on our CRN YouTube page.
Are we getting more ubiquitous?
We're getting bigger, I'm telling you that for sure. But I don't know about being ubiquitous, but it's good. All right, let's talk about relief pitching, because I've seen cuts now that have gone crazy. There was one guy who, and Corey, maybe you'll remember this, but he was playing on, I believe, the Marlins, and there was somebody maybe on the Mets or the Yankees or something who'd hit in every single game, first hit, and instead of letting him break the record, he smacked him with a fastball or something and cleared the benches.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds memorable.
Dodgers picked the guy up.
That was a good idea.
They picked that pitcher up.
That was a good idea.
Yeah. Didn't want him to get the record.
Psychological.
Yeah. Can't remember what team it was, but it cleared the benches, I know.
People that's kind of rough. At least
that's the way I'd play the game.
What hit him?
Kinda rough.
I mean, then walk him.
You're not going to, you know, if I was like Al Downing and Hank Aaron was coming up to try to break the home run record, I wouldn't put a big old fat fastball over there. I'd hit him in the knee or something and just get him on first base. Let somebody else have the honor of being the guy that gave up.
I'd work
the
716th on the anatomy chart just a little bit.
Would you go? Not the knee. You're right. That's rough. Maybe the thigh where there's some give.
You know, you have to try to, in gamesmanship, you have to try to get him out. You just don't serve up a gopher ball like that.
No, you don't serve up. That's what I'm saying. Maybe
I mean,
you
know, he's a gentleman of baseball.
Yes, and,
people
I don't want to hurt him.
And that's all true. But what else is also true? You know, don't step up into the batter's box and expect to be served up.
Yeah. I'd have a big old slow curveball that would just come down and kind of graze the left thigh or something, you know? And that
I would put it right under his jaw.
No, you
No, you. I'm not. I don't mean to be. You know.
Well, look at. I had to explain this to everybody first. You played baseball in high school, and I listened to baseball during the Sandy Koufax, Don Drysdale era. Guys like Bob Gibson of the Cardinals, Don Drysdale of the Dodgers. I'm telling you, you did not dig in at home plate. If you did, you got one right on the chin that knocked you off that plate. Well, Fred?
Exactly. That was an era of the pitcher. The mound was 6 inches higher than it is now. But you can imagine that.
Oh, I did not know that. Really, the mound was higher than
the mound was higher.
So they could really throw it down.
Yeah, and they were just pounding the hell out of these hitters. And they decided, you know, we got to do something about this to make things even. And they upset a whole generation of pitching coaches and pitchers by acquiescing and to make things fair. And that was the first step in the beginning, in my view, the first step in the beginning of softening the sport.
Really, you thought so?
It was that height at the beginning for a long time.
Should stay there.
For a reason.
Yeah. Yeah. It gave the pitcher an advantage,
and
right?
Go, hey, well, by the way, you got Bob Gibson and Don Drysdale playing, and then Juan Marichal and Koufax the next day. You know, I mean, it just went on and on.
There are some great pitchers. There always still are. Anyway, so let's look at this. So you got the Dodgers spend like, what, was it $30 million or something a year or something for Tanner Scott? They do, what, a three-year deal or something?
Yeah.
$72 million over a $72 million
over
contract.
Four years.
4 years, okay.
Yeah.
So, and he's had some great seasons. He's, you know, he had two dominant relief seasons. He posted a 2.04 ERA, 188 strikeouts, 150 innings. He got his first win Tuesday night. He's now 1-2 with a 4.55 ERA. He's allowed hitters against him a 260 average, 727 OPS compared to a 186 average and 528 OPS over the past two seasons. So he has digressed from his excellence. And he was blowing, so he blew a few saves here. Am I right, Corey?
Five.
Before the Tuesday win, it's just been just one right after another. The last seven appearances, he has two losses, three blown saves, and the opponents are hitting .419 against him, .419, and has 12 runs in seven appearances. And as a closer, that's just unacceptable.
Fred, his fastball velocity is down a mile per hour. The whiff rate has dropped from 29% last season to 20%. And this year, Scott mentioned not hitting locations. That's the old command that Don Drysdale used to talk about. You got to be able to – and Kershaw survives on this. Even as a late bloomer pitcher still pitching, he can hit his spots in his corners. And I saw an interview with Tanner Scott, and he said he worked with the pitching coaches and the staff there to try to change some things around. So maybe he's making a turn for the better, but you got to be able to have control and command, Fred, correct?
Yep, you sure do. And it's not the easiest thing in the world, but it's certainly a challenge to the discipline that you need to be a major league pitcher.
Do they have, like, insurance? Because if I was an owner of a baseball team and I paid a guy $72 million for 4 years, and he came on and started blowing saves left and right, I literally don't know what I would do.
You
wouldn't
this.
See a happy face, that's for sure.
Well, of course. Add to this.
Wow.
The velocity goes down precipitous to him being hit.
Yeah, he gets hit more as the velocity goes down, right?
Yeah, and so, you know, if you talk to a lot of the pitchers, you know, I hear Hershiser saying that, you know, that's a big red flag when your velocity drops like that.
It is. And Hershiser, of course, is one of the Dodger announcers, and the Oral Hershiser we're talking about. You got to have the command. You got to have the control. And when the velocity goes down, I hate to say it, it sort of smacks of Tommy John surgery, doesn't it? The old muscles give out, and they got to do an operation on the guy. I hope that's not going to be the case with Tanner Scott. He seemed to come back a little bit in the last time he was out. We'll see if that continues.
You know, there was a Dodger pitcher who won a Cy Young. He was a relief pitcher, Mike Marshall.
Oh, big guy, yes, in the 70s, mid-70s.
But he did things... he did things to after the season, he had workout schedules. And then during the season, he had workout schedules. And they're far and few between from that period of time, from the 70s and the 80s. He had a very interesting ways of refreshing and renewing his arm, whether it was re-slotting the release point and just resting it. So much so that when I was playing with the Giants, Fran Tarkenton was the quarterback. And so Fran lived in Minnesota, and he met up with Mike Marshall, who was living in Minnesota at the time, and he Mike Marshall showed Fran Tarkenton exercises without throwing a football. Showed him exercises, showed him different ways of preparing himself for the season, and he came back to the Giants and had one of his greatest years.
See, when we come back, we're going to talk about prep, because you're a big guy to make sure talking about prep and off season. You'd keep working out. They don't do that anymore, it seems, these days. So, and here's a guy, Mike Marshall, showing a football player, Fran Tarkenton, ways to strengthen his arm. We got to get more into that. Stay with us here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks for joining us.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair, And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn with Corey Marino. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter. NCIS, he had a great appearance. Somebody saw it the other night and they said, boy, that Fred was a bad guy in that show. I hate to tell you that because he seemed so nice during about 45 minutes of the episode.
I wasn't necessarily a bad guy. I was just...
It was a problem, Fred. You had a problem.
I had an issue. That's all I had.
And that was before they started filming. But
they filmed it all the way through lunch. So I had an issue all the way through the entire shooting schedule.
Now, there's so many great listeners of this show. We want to remind you, you can email Fred. He's starting to answer his emails. Is that correct, Corey?
Yep. We got him to answer the emails.
FredDreyer@crntalk.com. Please ask him questions. You can also put him in on our Facebook Live chat room, FredDreyer@crntalk.com. The show is sometimes delayed in some areas. That's why we don't take phone calls. So get your questions in so we can get them out to him. And we want to say hi to some of our great regular listeners. Rachel, the Birmingham, Alabama beauty, is not feeling well, Fred, because I think she's kind of a Dodger fan and likes Mookie Betts, and he had a toe problem. She has a fractured toe, and she says...
Who does?
Rachel.
She has one,
she's
so
not
does
at shortstop.
Mookie.
Did you look at...
So does the Mookster.
And Rachel's not at shortstop in her game there in Birmingham, Alabama, either. Not there. Wow. Martine is tuned into us. Jenny, who is works for me, your website there. You got your website. Do you want to make maybe to invite those website people to go ahead and all of them write and send you an email, Fred? Go ahead. Just go ahead.
Well, we would love them. We'd love to hear from them. It helps us be better in tune for our broadcast. This is, I think, one of those moments right now we're having that. And Mike, you've done a job of, I don't want to say splendid or good job, but you've done a job that has made everybody here at CRN, really shocked and surprised that we could even get on the air. All right.
Yeah, and it's your moment, Fred. We were giving you that nice tight one shot until you dissed me off there a little
bit.
But please write to him, Fred, crntalk.com. And Santa Maria, Jenny's from. And our Italian friend, Alyssa, is listening to us again in Italy.
God
and
bless.
Your buddy, your two buddies, Jackie Slater, who loves you, and Vince Ferragamo, both former Rams.
He loves me, too.
He was in Italy. Took his friend, about eight people with him, his lovely wife, Jody, and then Dino and the gang. You got a guy named Dino in Italy. You're in trouble. And they went and toured around the country. Did you ever tour Italy? Did you?
A little bit.
What did you do?
I crossed the street about four times. And I think.
What town were you?
I think we were drinking a little bit. And I said, I bet you I can get across there without causing a wreck.
Well, Vince said he had jet lag, and can you imagine being in the NFL now when they have to play in across the pond and across the ocean they go to, and they get jet lagged out?
Well, that's the whole idea. There is a gimmick, and it is a gimmick.
It's a sleep gimmick.
You don't sleep on the airplane.
You don't?
No,
you don't.
Because when you land, you're like eight hours difference?
Yeah, it's like 8 to 10 hours depending on what country you're playing.
And then you make sure that that night you just keep pushing it. You have something to eat, don't go to sleep. And
pushing it?
You push your time clock.
Okay.
So it finally peters out. It finally gives way when midnight Italy time.
Pretty. That's good. It's good advice from Fred Dreyer. Let me ask you a question. I talked to Ron Seyeno, does a show here today, and he was talking about on his way in before he played a ball game, he would get in the car. He knew he had 45 minutes to get into the stadium. Radio off, concentration, thinking, starting his prep for his game that night. And so I asked you, I said, did you do such a thing in football? And you said yes. You used to go and like tell everybody. You'd meditate to get ready for the game. Am I right?
Yeah, I would make sure that I found a place far away from my teammates. If we were on the road, you know, like I remember being in Cleveland at the big stadium there. And then cutting out a time frame to where I get there and dress from the waist down, my undergarments and my pads and all that, and then I go in and lay down the towels, the clean white fresh towels. I love that. Lay it down in the corner inside the cool cement floor of the showers. And I would go in there.
Hold on a second. You would.
What are you talking about?
You would just dress.
I'm explaining to you.
Okay, continue. But you're in a shower. You laid on the floor of the shower. Go ahead.
You want to quote?
No, Corey, go ahead. I just thought that's an interesting spot to be. That's all.
That's why you put the towels down.
Go sit on his lap.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go right ahead. I apologize.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to apologize. I want to step forward and grab the main mic. Mike is losing it. I just want you to know that.
And so you would sit there and contemplate the game then, is that correct?
I would go in the corner and be by myself. It was dark. Turn all the shower lights on. Who in the hell's taking a shower before the game starts? Not too many people I know.
Good point.
Although if you were on the team, Mike, you would probably
stay
in the shower during kickoff.
Like to be clean. Yes,
yeah.
Good.
So I would go back there and I would just be with myself. And it wasn't very noisy to begin with, and I would make sure that I had my own aura that I could be with. I wanted to spend the time as much as I could with myself, and imaging, and the likes like that.
So you'd go over maybe the players you're going to play against and the kind of the matchups and that kind of thing, right? Get yourself ready for.
Well, it kind of went beyond that. It was more less like I'm going to image myself against these certain plays, and then I'm going to think about it real hard, and then I'm going to go out and defeat my opponent.
And so that's kind of the same thing he said, driving the car and getting into the stadium, getting into a place to think about it and concentrate on the game.
Yeah.
So when you have a pitcher, and bringing back this to the Tanner Scott not hitting his spots or whatever, sometimes you have to kind of change things up a little bit, work with the coaches to figure out who you're going to be facing possibly in that game so you can start hitting your locations. I don't know if you can bring your fastball velocity up, but you can work on it and get your strikeout rate going
again.
Well,
I think you can. I mean, I haven't done it with baseball, but you know, you can greatly improve your performance if you organize your mind and get it focused in on what it is that you're really trying to do. You want to win the game, certainly, but what you want to make sure you do is be quiet while you're playing.
Well, what do you mean by be quiet while you're playing?
Just be quiet.
Okay.
Just keep to yourself.
Right.
And listen. It's extremely important that you listen when you're out there.
Yeah, because you would pick up a lot of stuff. I remember you talking about looking at the opposing benches and coaches and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so the focus stayed in the
read,
game.
You read body language of your opponent, and you see what the other team is trying to do. You'd be surprised how good you feel going into the game when you're taking moments to visualize and to calm your brain and to really meditate through that 15, 20 minutes before you go out on the field.
See, I love that because I think a lot of us in our daily jobs and routines don't take the time to mentally prepare. Like before you go on the air, sometimes I just run in here with a minute to spare and I'm on the air. You should take the 15 or 20 minutes to focus in on what we're going to be talking about. I mean, we do have meetings before the show goes on where we talk about what we're going to be mentioning, but you want to focus in and concentrate on what your job is. I think you do a better job. You think so also, Corey?
Yeah. The sports psychologists and real psychologists have said, like he said, he was ahead of his time, mental imaging of each situation to be prepared, because preparation is key in whatever you do. And if you're prepared, then you have a better chance of succeeding when something unpredicted is thrown your way.
Yeah, and it's just important to save embarrassment and everything else. Finish your beer outside the stadium.
That's a good point, Fred. Thank you.
That's good. It's critical that you prepare for the game.
And that could be some of these relief pitchers' problems. Don't have the beer.
Yeah.
I could tell you the story about the great softball pitcher, Mel Famy, but I will not do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
You've heard that so many times. Anyway, I think Frank Sinatra said it best when he said, you're flying high in April, shot down in May, because that's like baseball. You're doing well 1 month, and then something happens. You got to get yourself turned around, and maybe the meditation before each game.
You know, you're so right, Mike. Because
thank you, Fred.
Because they don't play games in May.
Well, for football, I'm talking baseball-wise.
Baseball. They play 500 games of baseball.
And I would like another 100 more if we could. That's good. All right, we're going to take a break, and we come back. You know who's in the news? Trevor Bauer.
Oh.
Maybe he's available to help. Talk about somebody who's not maybe wanted by maybe any team. Maybe they should think about this now.
So far, you know, anybody that strikes out 19 players in a 9-inning game.
We got some stats you won't believe, right?
And nobody signs them.
Come on.
No problem.
Trevor Bauer. And so we'll have a little information on that. Stay with us. It's the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. Email Fred.
Yep.
FredDreyer@crntalk.com.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If there's one thing we know about dads, it's that they're not easy to shop for. Enter Kohl's. They've got everything from Nike golf gear to his favorite Levi's jeans. And you can save 20% on other finds like Flex Athleisure and Izod Workwear. So if you're not sure what to get Dad for Father's Day, you know where to go. Shop Kohl's now. Select styles. Offer ends June 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to Nike and Levi's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
From our inside view of baseball and sports. Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. Corey Marino, our producer, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Yep. So, Fred, you did not see the Dodger game last week. I think it was like game two of the Mets Dodgers series, in which Freddie Freeman had a walk-off double. But I'm watching the game, and the ball is hit by Freddie Freeman, and Joe Davis, the Dodger announcer, starts to wind up that home run call. Yeah, it's going way out.
He has the worst home run call.
I can't hear you, Fred, because I'm already on the home run call. And so he's ready to call it a home run, and you see the left fielder going there looking. So you're thinking it's going to land in the stands. And, Corey, you mentioned they did an interview, and they said even Freddie Freeman thought it was a home run?
Yeah, they said they interviewed a couple players. And the Freddie thought it was going to be out, and they didn't interview the guy, the outfielder, but he was an outfielder, and he said, by the way, the launch angle was and
oh yeah, the launch angle.
And then I was coming in, everybody thought it was going to be out of the park, so that's why I landed 4 feet next to him, and it was a 98% catch probability.
Yeah, I mean, and the ball landed like 4 feet away from the fielder. He obviously misjudged it, and I thought they were going to say he misjudged it. Now you've shed some light on it, because Joe Davis didn't correct himself, because he thought it was a home run.
Oh, Joe,
Freddie thought it
Joe,
was.
Home run, Joe?
It was the launch angle. The launch angle was off.
Oh, I want to tell you right now, that's a home run. No, it's not. It's a double, actually.
The crowd went nuts. You didn't have to say anything. But it's like, I'm looking on that ball, I think it just bounced next to the outfielder.
It was crazy. It's right next to him.
So they won in 10 innings.
Yeah.
Again, they were behind 4-2, weren't they?
Coming back a little bit, yeah. And Tanner Scott got the victory. That's his victory game.
The Dodgers have trailed in 44 of 61 games.
44 of 61, they've trailed.
But they lead baseball with 20 comeback wins and 5 walk-offs.
Well, there's a conundrum.
That's good, huh? That's good, right?
Yeah, I think.
Now, Trevor Bauer, in 2021, Lindsey Hill accuses him of sexual assault during a couple of encounters. She requests a restraining order. She was denied. The L.A. County District Attorney declined to file criminal charges against Trevor Bauer. No criminal charges ever filed. Major League Baseball conducted its own investigation, suspended Bauer for 324 games in April of 2022, citing violations of its domestic violence and sexual assault policy. An independent arbiter later reduced the suspension to 194 games. The Dodgers cut him in April 22. Bauer does a defamation lawsuit against Hill in 2023. Both parties agree to settle their lawsuits without any monetary exchange between them. Hill received a $300,000 payment from her insurance company to cover legal fees. Bauer later alleges that Hill violated the terms of their settlement and publicly implies that she implies that he had paid her as part of the agreement. He did not pay her. So June 3rd of this year, an L.A. judge ruled in Trevor's favor, Trevor Bauer, ordering Hill to pay over $300,000 for breaching the settlement terms because she was lying about the dollars.
She was lying?
Yeah, she lied because he did not pay to get the thing settled.
Huh.
So he's awarded $310,000 in default judgment. And here's the deal. This guy still seems like he can pitch. You alluded to this just before the break, and you say a couple of achievements for Trevor. One of them, on June 21st last year, Trevor Bauer set a Mexican League record by striking out 19 batters in a single nine-inning game in Mexico.
They had a conga line down there.
they did not.
they were wailing with the mariachis.
He was 10-0 in that Mexican League season, earned run average of 2.48, 120 strikeouts, 83 and a third innings pitched, game started 14. This guy, any team would want him. Why is somebody in baseball that, not picking
that,
him up?
That was the midget league, wasn't it?
No, it was not the midget league.
It was Pepe Concarne.
I'm telling you, it's just... I don't know. Corey, you got any thoughts on this? Fred, did somebody pick him up as a Major League Baseball banned him so nobody wants him on their team?
Well, yeah. That's clearly, there isn't one reporter, by the way, anywhere in the Western Northern Hemisphere that is going to push this subject at all.
We're the only ones talking about it, for gosh sakes.
Just answer some questions. Why don't you want this guy on your team and let him help you pitch, especially if 28 of the 30 teams in baseball have no pitching?
And everybody's on the IL. They can't get. What do the Dodgers have? Like 17 of their pitchers, 17 of them are on the injured list.
17 right now, and that's with people coming back and going on all at the same time. There's a lot of people. Yeah, they're just hiring. They're also hiring random people that have been out of the league for years, and it's just he's getting blackballed for. He wasn't really that liked before the sexual.
Trevor Bauer.
Yeah, he was loud and boisterous and said his opinions. So MLB probably didn't like that, and now, but he wasn't charged with anything, and he got acquitted. I mean, he got everything was released and. I don't know why he's not back in the league.
They'll wait till he dies, like Pete Rose, and then they'll put him back in at some kind of situation there, I'll tell you.
And then they'll demand, a press conference.
Yeah.
And there'll be nobody to talk to.
That's right. No Trevor Bauer.
No, it's amazing.
Bauer. If Trevor were here, he'd be so outraged.
Well.
He loved the Dodgers.
We'll see if we can get him on the show. Might be kind of interesting, get an interview with him. No one else is.
No.
No one's touching that story.
That's true.
There go all our listeners. I think they just cleared out.
Well, the whole thing is based on, insulting women.
Well, yeah.
That's the politics.
But he wasn't charged with anything, and she obviously lied.
Well, she's crazy.
They said that she had black and blue marks on her face, and then she showed up the next day with no marks on her face. And so something's weird in that whole thing, I'll tell you. Obviously, Trevor Bauer was a crazy man for even going out with the woman. He was warned by other players to stay away from her because she had gotten together with some of the Padres players, and they warned him. But yeah, let's talk about some positive. Let's talk Max Muncy here in glasses. Listen to this one. Since he started wearing glasses to correct astigmatism in his right eye, April 30th of this year, his batting statistics have improved. Corey put this together. What is he hitting, like 2.7? Well, give us the numbers.
Yeah, so significantly improved. He went from hitting 180 to 277 with an on-base percentage of .398. He went from hitting zero homers with just 5 extra base hits to hitting 9 homers in the month with 28 RBIs. And he went from striking out 32% of the time to 15% of the time. So he cut that in half, which is Max was never really known for getting that many hits, but he was always known for walks and home runs. And so when he was striking out a bunch, it was a weird sight to see.
But nobody said this about his fielding has sort of fallen a bit. But again, with astigmatism, your depth perception is going to be off. That might be something affecting him in fielding right now, correct?
Yeah, 100%. He did have that error that led to 2 runs in the Kershaw start. But he came out and said he was just an idiot and made a mistake trying to play. He thought it was going to be a weird hop, and then it didn't take a weird hop. But he's not a great glove out there, but that's not what he was supposed to be for our team. He's just supposed to be an average glove with good walks, get on base, and let the other hitters hit you around.
Your thoughts, Fred?
Well, I think he's the type of a hitter that once he ignites, everyone around him does the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so Pamela sent in a note here today. She wanted to, in our chat room there, she wanted to know your thoughts on the Minnesota Vikings defensive end, Jim Marshall, known as the defensive end, known as the Purple People Eater, the all-time Iron Man, passed away this week at age 87. You played with him, Fred.
Yeah, I knew Jim pretty well. We played the same in the league at the same time. And I've been to his home several times in Minnesota. He and his wife Susan were great people, and he was a stalwart. He never had to raise his voice at all as a leader. He led by his performance. It was either the Rams or the Vikings battling it out in the NFC Championship game three or four different times, and he was just a real competent player, great player, a great leader, and he provided a lot of leadership in his timely play. You know, he's known as Wrong Way Jim and against the 49ers in the mid-60s. He intercepted a ball and returned it the other way.
The wrong way.
And that subsequently got the nickname Wrong Way Jim.
Well, how did he get the purple people eater? Because of the uniforms? Well,
that's part of the old defensive line.
The entire defense was called that.
Yeah, that's back when they gave actual really good names. They had the purple people eaters, they had the fearsome foursome, the monsters of Midway, and then the steel curtain and all those. Orange crush.
Yeah. Thoughts and prayers to his family, his wife Susan. He was a native of Kentucky, played at Ohio State, drafted in 1960 by the Cleveland Browns, played 19 of his 20 seasons in the NFL with Minnesota, two-time Pro Bowler. He has set a league record for position players with 282 consecutive games played. He held that mark until Brett Favre broke it with the Vikings in 2010. A lot of people saying the owners of the Vikings said no player in Vikings history lived the ideals of toughness, camaraderie, and passion more than the all-time Iron Man. So he will be remembered.
He is a beauty, and he will always be in my memory as such. His wife Susan is a terrific woman, and she had her love for him. It was very special. They were great people.
Yeah, he will be missed.
282 games at a defensive end is insane.
That's insane. Is right. Okay, so the Angels accusing the Red Sox the other night, they were playing them, of stealing signs. Before the Red Sox game, the Angels had to close out their three-game series at Fenway Park on Wednesday. The teams got into a heated pregame argument on the field. Coaches from both teams had to be separated because they were shouting back and forth. It all started after Los Angeles accused the Red Sox first base coach Jose Flores of stealing sign during Monday's game. Angels pitcher Tyler Anderson had words with Flores that erupted there as Flores got into it with the Angels pitching coach Barry Enright. That prompted a number of Red Sox players to take the field, and finally the situation was diffused. And Anderson reportedly upset because Flores, he said, was stealing signs from first during his Monday start and confronted him on the field about it Wednesday, and Anderson gave up 5 runs over 4.1 innings on Monday. I would be a little upset if I did that as well, if they were stealing the signs.
Well, were they?
Apparently so.
That's what they're all saying.
Let me ask you. You know, I should have asked Ron when he was
in Ron Say, yeah.
I should have asked him, isn't it okay to steal signs?
Well, I think, you know, like you said, you look and see whatever you can see if they're showing them. But to take cameras or to beat on trash cans like the Houston Astro did, that's a no-no.
I've never figured that out. If this is a competition in football, there's tells. People, how they line up, how they cheat the line of scrimmage, how running back kind of like... How they get behind the quarterback on certain plays and they cheat. We used to see that with the Steelers all the time. You know, they would run,
pick off whatever they could.
They absolutely get in a position so they could take they could take a false step and then hit the hole. You know?
We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Final segment here, the one and only Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Michael Horn, Corey Marino, Fred Dreyer here. And Alisa in Italy said this 9 hours difference between California and the time there. I want to thank our friend Pamela for sending in a little information here about the Hunter show. She said there's an episode from 1988 that begins with Hunter. He's at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, and he's shooting an Ithaca 37 shotgun at a suspect that's shooting at him with a MAC-10 submachine gun. That must have been some duel there, Fred, in that show.
I'll tell you, I'm not. They were far away, and I'm not hitting anything with that shotgun. That's for sure.
After killing the thug, Hunter hands the weapon to Captain Devane, who says he needs time off to attend his 20th military reunion, his Marine reunion. And after an enjoyable reunion that apparently they have, Hunter's shocked to hear that his your buddy, Randall Fane, played by Dirk Blocker, Dan Blocker's son, killed himself. So this must have been for a very dramatic episode, let me tell you.
It was a good show.
It was. They say Hunter tearfully confides to McCall that he's a horrifying ordeal that he's had. He's never going to forget, saying, I don't know, something that happened 20 years ago could affect him the way it did. And everybody, it's a very touching episode. One of these people are saying it's amazing at the episode and a sensational acting by all involved in it. Once again, another great Hunter episode.
Yeah, it was a good show. Dan was great. Dan Blocker.
Yeah. And by the way, shout out to the Miami Marlins. They set a major league record here the other day. Am I right, Corey?
Yes, they did.
The lowest attendance in their game against the Colorado Rockies, the two bottom feeders there. a staggering 137 people showed up.
That's not insane.
There's three digits. There's no zero in there.
There's more people working at the stadium than 137.
Can you imagine? I could have been in that hot dog line at about 10 of them.
You would have been great, Mike.
I loved it. Congratulations to the. I got to get to Miami. Let's take a trip there and see if we can catch
I'm not getting
Rocky
anywhere
game.
Near there, boy.
Let's go to Denver. Check it out. That's our show. If you miss anything, please email Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on X, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Corey, thanks for being here. Thanks for the work. Mike, were you on the show?
You're welcome, Fred. Thank you.
Thank you.